Civilian blood in the strait. Iran crisis claims lives beyond the battlefield. India's Minister Sonowal confirmed that three Indian crew members were killed when U.S. forces struck the MT Setebelo tanker in the Gulf of Oman, marking a significant escalation in the Iran-U.S. confrontation by producing civilian casualties from a third country. The incident underscored the interconnected nature of global maritime trade and raised pointed questions. Whether intelligence on crew composition failed, or whether the strike proceeded despite knowledge of foreign nationals aboard. President Trump added a remarkable disclosure to an already volatile situation by revealing what he called a secret military mission to move oil through the Strait of Hormuz. The announcement was striking on two counts. It amounted to a public confirmation of ongoing covert operations, and it signaled the strategic weight the administration places on keeping the waterway, through which roughly 20% of global petroleum liquids flow, open at any cost. Analysts noted the disclosure could reflect either compromised operational security or a deliberate attempt to pressure Tehran. Vice President Vance injected additional complexity by offering unusually critical remarks about Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, saying he had gotten some things wrong during the conflict. Vance stated that the U.S. would side with the American people over Israel when their interests diverged, a rare public acknowledgement of friction between Washington and Jerusalem from within the Trump administration, and one that suggested domestic economic pressures are beginning to strain alliance commitments. A new Brookings Institution analysis warned that the Iran conflict has exposed deep vulnerabilities in U.S. military capabilities, while Tehran mounted its own information campaign, accusing Washington of staging the Kuwait airport attack using a copied Iranian drone as a false flag operation to justify a $1.98 billion Anduril defense sale to Kuwait. Shell CEO Wael Sawan, speaking at the Wall Street Journal CEO Summit, forecast that oil prices will rise for years to come due to what he described as dwindling easy-to-access reserves, a structural prognosis that, if accurate, could force central banks worldwide to permanently revise their inflation assumptions.